get in the habit of doing that.
Gentlemen, I left you in tension for longer than I expected because unfortunately I got sick this week, but I'm glad I'm here now to put down the tension. Proof what?
I saw you ill.
I saw you yesterday walking in the street. You look fine.
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday. So when were you ill? That was yesterday.
No, Sunday. Sunday.
Are you saying, Dr. Sevier, you didn't miss me on Sunday? Am I to imply from your words that Sunday went by, I wasn't here, and you just, you know, didn't even notice?
He took the whole day.
I knew you weren't going to be here. If you're not here, there's no
point.
What
a good man.
He checked the injured reserve.
You should know flattery does get you everywhere in life.
Especially in Israel.
Gentlemen, the Yasher Koach culture is something that has been fading from our society, and I want to bring it back. And you're going to be my guinea pigs this morning. What's the Yasher Koach culture? We Jews have a very interesting minhag. Whoever can find the source of this minhag, I definitely would be very appreciative towards him. Anyone listening to this shir, I'd be very appreciative. They can point me out the source. But whatever the source might be, I love it. A guy gets an aliyah. He says a bracha before, a bracha after. Even non-affiliated Jews that somehow had a bar mitzvah in their long-lost past can probably perform as well as that particular Jew that gets up there. He says Baruch Hu, he says the bracha, he looks in the Torah that he didn't prepare any of the leaning, of course, and then he makes the bracha afterwards. That's our Ashkenazic custom, that's what we do. When this gentleman gets off the bima, what do we say to him?
Yasher Koach.
Yasher Koach. What does Yasher Koach literally mean?
It means where's the envelope?
No, that's not what we say to him.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about gave a donation. He just get an aliyah. Finish. You should have strength.
To get up and then the beamer. You know.
You should have strength to do what?
Actually, I was.
You should have strength to do, but what?
Actually, I was told that we don't know what the words really mean. That there's several different translations.
You know something? Chazak u'baruch. I'm going to suggest here this morning, I really can care less what the words mean. I don't think that makes a difference. I'll tell you something interesting. I believe, personally, that is the most beautiful custom I know. What does the guy do? He didn't do anything special. He got up there, he came down. All you're doing is acknowledging his existence. If you think about it, when you get up to get an aliyah, they make a mishaberach for you. Who cares about the mishaberach? I once heard from a Rezabik, hopefully God cares about your Mishaberach and will listen to it. And you care about the Mishaberach. No one else cares. No one else cares. Unless you make a donation, then oh, do they care. But if you don't make a donation, then who cares? All you did was get an aliyah. So why don't we make a big deal? The guy gets off the bima. Yeshukoach. Oh, what a job. He wasn't a chazan on Yom Kippur for Musaf. He got an aliyah. Did you ever think about this?
I never thought about it until right now.
That's good to hear. And I'm going to suggest the following. I'm going to suggest the following and connect it to a very special day tomorrow, which also many of you never thought about in terms of what does it have to do with me? What's tomorrow? What does it have to do with me? No one around this table is a farmer. No one here takes Trumos and Basros. We don't really care when Orla begins and ends. That's actually Rosh Hashanah. And when the fruit actually ripened. All this is very nice and important if you're actually a kibbutznik. But we're not kibbutznikim here. As a matter of fact, the majority of the Jews around the world are not farmers. In the year 2011, and yet tomorrow morning, Thursday, what are we going to omit from our davening? Which I personally don't mind on a Thursday morning.
It was a good day. The Brises are usually not on Tuesday. On Thursday.
Thursday morning, Tachanun. Oh, davening's going to be cut amazingly short.
2 minutes short.
What is the big deal? What is the big deal? It's a cutoff date for Tumas and Masros. Fine. Rosh Hashanah la'ilanot, fine. But I am not a tree. There's an old joke in Europe. You know the joke? In Europe, the trees were covered with snow on Rosh Hashanah, on Tu Bishvat, and they're howling and it's windy. So everyone said, how can this be Rosh Hashanah la'ilanot? They said, what do you do on Rosh Hashanah? The Jews go to shul, they scream, they yell, in Panatokef, they scream, they yell, but Rosh Hashanah yekafir. The trees are screaming and yelling. They're running in the wind. And what are they covered with? Snow. What do Jews wear on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
White.
A kittel. There you go, Rosh Hashanah la'ilanot. In other words, that joke tells you it meant nothing. To me, a Jew, sitting in Poland, sitting in Russia, sitting in Germany, or sitting in Israel. So what does Rosh Hashanah la'ilanot, Tu Bishvat have to do with me? The guy gets an aliyah, what's the big deal? You make a big deal of Yasher Koach. And I believe that's exactly the answer. It isn't a big deal. Just acknowledge, hey, I'm thinking about you. You got an aliyah, yeshar koach, I'm thinking about you. The trees are going through some sort of a change, acknowledge it. It doesn't make a difference to you. You're sitting here, you get your food from Rami Levy, you can care less what the trees are doing. But acknowledge the person's existence. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, this is exactly how Yaakov was convinced that Yosef is alive. 22 years of separation, you don't just jump in the car and go to the reunion. That's a long separation. He thought not only did all connections get cut off, but the man was dead. How are you going to convince him he's alive? He climbed out of the grave, oh, he's alive. So what do we know? We know the psukim. They told Yaakov, his initial reaction was?
He
didn't believe him. Then what convinced him?
What is the word vayafag?
Not so sure. You're right, I don't know.
Vayafag
libo kilo he'emin lahem. Okay? Not so sure. No? What convinced him?
He saw the chariots.
He saw the chariot. What's the story with the chariots? The wagons. So you know Rashi? That was the last thing they learned together. Egla Rufa. I don't know if you know this, but under Rashi in most Chumashim, there's a little Perush called Ikar Siftei Chachamim. Have you ever looked in that Perush? Ikar Siftei Chachamim. It's one of those Perushim that came out to try to convince us, what's the question that's bothering Rashi? Now there's books that are quote that are actually called what's the question that's bothering Rashi. But the Ikar Siftei Chachamim was one of those that began that particular trend of thought. And on that Rashi, he says something very interesting. You all ready for this? Ken darshu egla rufa. Veratzal lomar. This is what Rashi really wants to tell you about egla rufa. It wasn't that this was the last thing they were learning together, so this was a symbol. Oh, this is really Yosef. Who else would know what we were learning together? Oh, he sees the wagons. It must be Yosef. That's not the real story. That's not the real story. Yosef is giving his father a message. What's the message? You ready for this? Ha'agalot, says the Siftei Chachamim, Dichtiv Bakra, whatever, means special agalot. What are the special agalot? Egla Rufa is a very interesting din, that if we find a dead body between two cities, the rabbis of the closest city have to come, break the neck of an Egla, and say, Yadeinu lo shavchu ot adam hazeh. Based on those words, the Medrash says, what do those rabbis have to really say?
We didn't do it.
Not that we didn't do it. No one thinks they did it. Lo piteranuhu b'li levaya. We didn't say goodbye to him and not do the mitzvah of levaya. In other words, when he left the city, we fulfilled the mitzvah of levaya. That's what they have to do. What's the main mitzvah of levaya? Anyone know this mitzvah? When a person leaves your home, you escort them for a few steps. That's the mitzvah of levaya. What's the big deal? I'll tell you exactly what the big deal is. A person's in your house for a meeting. You're doing business together. Or you're eating a meal together. Now it's over. You got what you want, he got what he want. You were supposed to feed him, he got fed. He was supposed to get free food, he got it. You wanted his company, you got it. In terms of business, what you need, what he needs, it's finished. Now he's leaving the house. What should you say? Goodbye. Adios. See you tomorrow. Right? The halacha says no. What are you supposed to do?
Walk him out.
Why do you walk him out?
To make sure he goes.
To show that even though you no longer need him and he doesn't need you, he's still important to you. Just because he's alive. No other reason. The business is over. You're walking him out of the house now. That mitzvah of levaya is the reason why these rabbis have to break the egla. Say, lo pitaranu beli levaya. We didn't let him go without levaya. And you should be very careful about this mitzvah of levaya, because if not, you'd be blamed at the time we find a dead body. Imagine a guy leaves the city, and he's killed. Now, how does that happen? I once heard from my Rebbe Rav Amital, very simply, he left the city, no one acknowledged his existence. He just left, no one escorted him. So he says, why do I need to live? No one cares about me. You know, I'm not important. I know the great Jews of the world, the 20 most influential Jews of the world. I'm not one of them. You mentioned the Pope, he's famous. You mentioned certain rabbis' names, they're famous. Me? I'm nothing. So, a guy comes to me with a knife. If I really believed I have what to live for, what would I do?
Fight him.
Fight him. But if I'm not important to the city, after they talk, they just let me go. They don't care about me. Why would I invest time and effort in fighting off the guy? So, he killed me. No. What am I losing already? Let him kill me. How was Yaakov convinced? When Yaakov said to Yosef, go to Shechem, he escorted him. He showed him, even though now we finished the business, you're going to go to Shechem, you accepted that mission, thank you very much, shake hands, I'm still going to escort you. Because even when you give me what we want and we're finished with the business, you're still important to me. Just call and say hello. Just call and say, I'm thinking of you. That's the Yasher Koach culture. All the guy did is get an aliyah. It's a very simple thing. A bar mitzvah boy learns it within a month if he knew and know Hebrew. If he knows Hebrew, he learns it in 2 minutes. He gets up there, makes the brachas, and everyone yells, screams, oh, beautiful. What's the big deal? There isn't a big deal. Acknowledge the guy exists. Acknowledge he exists, even if you need nothing from him. Someone's walking in the street, say good morning. Not because, good morning, I need $50. Or, how are you? Everything okay? Great. Listen, can I ask you for a favor? No, just, hello, how are you? Finished. That's it. That's the culture of the Yasher Koach that I don't see happening in the world today. Everyone knows how to sugarcoat. So they go and they start with something nice, like good morning or good Shabbos, and then they kill you. They say, I need $50. And they end with, oh, you're so important to me. Why don't you just say, hello, good morning, finish it at that. Relationships aren't built on, I need something from you, you need something from me. Relationships are built on, you're important to me, I'm important to you. Not because you need anything from me, but because you're a human being and I'm a human being. It's very interesting. Chazal say, Ezehu Chacham, who's the wise man? There's many suggestions to who's wise. You know what one of them is? Hamakdim shalom lechol adam. What does that mean? Who's the wise man? Imagine, the wise man, a Talmid Chacham. Oh, what do we say? You can give a shir in Lamdas? That's just a suggestion. But what's the suggestion here? Hamakdim shalom lechol adam?
Someone who learns from every person.
Hmm?
Someone who learns from every person can get something back.
Hamakdim shalom lechol adam.
But he's the first one to give.
Shalom. Makdim first. Shalom. Hello. Lechol adam. He says hello first. You're walking down the street. You ever been in that situation? You see someone. Who's going to say good Shabbos to who? You know that situation? Should I really acknowledge? I see him coming up the street though. There he is. But should I say hello to him? Should he say hello to me? Maybe I should wait for him to open up. I don't know. Amagdim shalom lechol adam. Just say hello. That shows you're important. The other guy now feels, oh, I'm important. Here, someone acknowledged me in the street. All I did was walk. I just got an aliyah. Someone acknowledged I'm important. They said, Yasher Koach. The trees are going through some sort of a change. Let's acknowledge it's important. Let's acknowledge that it happens. That's it. Doesn't mean anything to me. Tomorrow I'm going to omit tachnun with a glee in my eyes, but tachnas, it means nothing to me. No. All those wonderful things, that's what we're missing in the world today. Just to sport the guy out, not because you need anything, to show him he's important. Just say Yasher Koach, not because you need something, but because you want to acknowledge his existence. That's the Yasher Koach culture that happens in our davening. And I really call out today to everyone listening, let's reinvent that Yasher Koach culture. Guys walking down the street, you don't have to say Yasher Koach. But you could say good morning, you could say good evening. Just acknowledge the person with a smile. That's it. You don't need anything from him or her. Just acknowledge their existence. That's it. Once upon a time, I once suggested this. And the gentleman said, okay, but only to men, not to women. I said, why not to women? If you're walking down the street and you see a lady, is it not respectful to say, hello? But the Shulchan Aruch does say, Al tabesi chayim ha'isha, Matlashur the Shulchan Aruch says it. Al tabesim chayim ha'isha, don't have a long conversation with women. God forbid it can lead to terrible things. Now, I couldn't understand this guy because I think he's a dope. Excuse me for saying so. When you say good morning, that's a long conversation?
That's how many women you say.
Good morning to a woman, that's a long conversation? You're acknowledging her existence. What, she needs to be acknowledged less than a man? Say hello. I'm not saying have a long conversation. I'm not saying go on a date with a cup of coffee. Absolutely not. Whoever would do that, I'd smack him in the face. I'm talking about saying hello. Gentlemen, that's the culture I think is missing. There's certain things we do in davening that I'd like to see outside of davening. I don't need to see talis and tefillin outside of davening. I think that might be dangerous. As you know, the Gemara in Yuma, I believe Dav Chet, says that hesech hadas can pass your tefillin. get up in the morning, you're thinking about business with your tefillin on, that can parcel out your tefillin. So I'm not so sure it's a good idea to wear tefillin outside the confines of shul. There's so many things we do during the day that can ruin the tefillin. And I'm not so sure either that it's a great idea to wear a talus outside of shul. And I'm not so sure it's a good idea to walk down the street with a sitter in your hands. You might bump into a pole, or God forbid, worse. But the Yasher Koach culture, you better believe I believe that it should be outside of the shul as well. On the street, when we walk around, when we converse with people. Don't just say hello when you need something. Say hello when you don't need something. Just hello, good afternoon. That's it. Let the person know he's important. It's a pity that people will feel important, that they're alive, only because you need something for them. But until you need something from them, they don't exist for you. There was a song that I remember from my early days of watching Sesame Street. You're alive. That was the whole song. I don't remember the rest of it. All I remember is you're alive, and you're alive. And that's it. Let's remember. Let's acknowledge people that are alive. We begin the day with Moda Ani. Moda Ani lefanecha melech chai v'kayam shechazarta b'nishmati. God, thank you, I'm alive today. That's it, I'm alive. Nope. I exercise. I keep my blood pressure down. My cholesterol levels are not bad. I got a doctor close by. If I need anything, of course I'm alive. Well, let's acknowledge it. Moda Ani lefanecha. Person's walking down the street. Give him a yesher koach. If you don't want to say yesher koach, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. No big deal. But let's make sure the yesher koach culture doesn't stay in shul.